Well, they set me up pretty good. We have our Bible study on Mondays after the game, and I go into the Bible study, and there's like 60 guys in there and coaches. I'm like, man, we're about to have a good Bible study right now. This is gonna be good. And then Jack's got the sheet that he usually has, and he goes through some things, and then his phone starts ringing.
Uh-oh, hold on one second. Hello?
Jack, I'm hoping that you have Matt somewhere close by. I have a nice surprise for him.
Matt Slater?
Yes.
Can I give him a second to get to the front?
You bet.
Okay. Come on forward here. Can you tell, we have you on speakerphone, Ms. Starr. Can you tell everybody who you are?
Yes, this is Bart Starr's wife, Cherry.
And you wanted to make Matt an announcement today. He's right here, right with me.
Mrs. Starr, how you doing? This is Matthew.
I have a nice surprise for you today. So I have the privilege of letting you know that you have been chosen by your peers, those in your room as well, for the Bart Starr Award, which will be presented to you this year at the Super Bowl Athletes in Action Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm so humbled. I really,
well,
your husband, I know so much about him and what he stood for, and I'm blown away.
Your own dad won this award.
Yes, he did.
In 1996.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was there for that presentation with Bart, and he is, you're just like your dad. He is a really wonderful gentleman. And Matthew, this will be the first time in all of our 28 years that a father and son both have received this award. I'm so happy for you. And I know when I told Bart you were going to receive the award, he just had the sweetest smile on his face. He was really pleased.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you just have a great rest of your season, okay, honey?
Thank you. Our best to your husband, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
That was really emotional for me. So to win this award my dad won in 1996, it's really, I don't know, it's hard to put it into words. It really is.